Christian friends, is there anyone here who is in love? I'd ask for a show of hands, but some of you, by raising your hand, might really startle your friends. Maybe even the person you believe you're in love with. Love among humans is a complex thing and often confusing. Something you may have puzzled over or even agonized over. Perhaps you're doing that even now these days. Let me turn the question a little bit. Do you love God? We know we should, but do we? Do you love Jesus? How can you tell? We said love among humans is complex and confusing. Love involving God is also complex, but in our reading this morning, a very brief one, Jesus makes it very simple and I hope less confusing. Look at this very brief sentence from John chapter 14 where Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." We all have a great deal to learn about love, and we do that all our lives long. And of course, the best place to learn about love is from God in His Word. Jesus spoke the words before us at a very important time. It was at the Last Supper, the night before He was taken, the night He was arrested, and the night before He was tried and crucified for us. He spoke at length that night with His disciples, and His words are recorded by the Holy Spirit for us in the Gospel of John. In that conversation, the word love occurs some 24 times. If you're puzzled about love, you would do well to go to John's Gospel and read the discourse of Jesus, the 14th, 15th, and 16th chapters. You'll learn a lot about love there. But I'll repeat the question of a moment ago. Do you love Jesus? And how can you tell? What do you do? Look inside yourself to see if there's some kind of feeling there about Jesus? Feelings and emotions come and go. Jesus here in this saying makes clear what people who have a mature love have learned about it over a lifetime, that love may involve emotions, of course, but emotions are not the essence of love. Love is not essentially an emotion. Jesus says, if you love me, you'll obey my commands. Love is a determination. Love is a matter of will and of action. Love is doing. Now, it's important to notice the order of events here. First, we love Jesus, and then we obey His commandments. It's because we love Jesus that we obey His commandments. If obeying the commandments came first, if this were reversed, we could never love Jesus because we can't keep the commandments. Check the list of commandments about which we're singing in the hymn here this morning that's built on the Ten Commandments from God. We can't keep even one of them. So how can we possibly love someone who lays on us these commandments that we can't keep, and when we fail to, then we deserve to be punished eternally? Nobody could love Jesus if we first had to keep His commandments. But here's the greatest demonstration that love is not an emotion, but a determination and an action. We read about love in Romans chapter 5. God demonstrates His love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There's love. Though we were totally unlovely, dead, putrid corpses in our sins, God determined to love us and took action to save us by sending Jesus to cleanse us from our sins, by His sinless life in our place, and by His death on the cross, taking on Himself the punishment that we deserved God showed his love for us in his will and his determination and his action to save us. Only those who know what God has done for us can love God. And only we who gratefully cling to the gift of eternal life Jesus won for us on the cross, only those with faith in Jesus can love Jesus. How do we know that we love Jesus? He says it here, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You've probably heard the expression, working on a marriage. Married couples with mature love for each other know that their love is much more than an emotion. It's a matter of doing things, often self-sacrificing things for each other. Loving relationships don't just automatically take care of themselves. They need attention and they need work, and work done in love is pleasurable work. Jesus is urging us in these words before us to work on our relationship with him. Of course we love him. We know what Jesus has done for us, and we love him. What naturally follows? We keep his commandments. At least we try to. And we try hard to. But of course we fail. We certainly don't always keep our Lord's commandments. We love him imperfectly. And when we realize that, we can only turn once more to his most important commandment, the one he spoke at the very beginning of the discussion from which the words before us are taken, spoken that night before he went to the cross for us. He said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." There's the commandment that saves. There's the commandment that best shows our love for Jesus. He says, trust me, believe in me, have faith in me, rest all your hopes in me. And by the strength of his Spirit, we do that. We love Jesus, and we know that because of his love, we are his and we are saved. Thanks be to God. Please rise for prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love. We love you because you first loved us. Help us to remember from your example that love means action. Show us how we should love you today. Amen. We continue with the hymn.